The U.S. government issued a grave new warning today that illegal street drugs are growing even more deadly. 100,000 people are already dying each year from drug overdoses. Now the White House says a synthetic drug cocktail of fentanyl and xylazine is poisoning even more Americans. NPR addiction correspondent Brian Mann has this report.
Dr. Rohit Gupta, the Biden administration's drug czar, says he's been hearing for months from experts that this combination of fentanyl and xylazine, often known on the street as tranq, is spreading fast. First seen in overdose cases in the Northeast, it's now common in the South and West. Speaking with reporters ahead of this morning's announcement, Gupta said it's time to act.
This is the first time in our nation's history that a substance is being designated as an emerging threat by any administration.
Gupta has been on the front line of the opioid fentanyl epidemic for decades as drug overdoses surge above 100,000 deaths a year. He says the threat that this latest mix of drugs could make things even worse is alarming.
I'm deeply concerned about what this threat means for the nation.
Like other synthetic drugs, xylazine is cheap for drug cartels to make. Mixed with fentanyl, it can deepen and prolong the sense of euphoria experienced by drug users. But the human cost is grim. Gupta says federal data showed a 1,000% increase in xylazine-related deaths in the South in a single year, along with big increases in the West and Midwest. Frequent xylazine users also suffer terrible wounds when they inject the drug.
People are often ending up having to either have amputations of their limbs or having deep ulcers, infections, sepsis, and oftentimes are admitted to intensive care units.
Dr. Stephanie Ann Deutsch is a pediatrician who treats kids exposed to drugs at the Nemours Children's Hospital in Delaware.
I think it's a tremendous public health risk.
Deutsch published a paper in December warning other pediatricians about her experience struggling to treat young children sickened by fentanyl and xylazine.
The children didn't respond to the traditional antidotes and in general were quite critically ill.
According to Dr. Gupta, the White House will inform Congress later today of the gravity of this public health crisis and will then roll out a national strategy designed to combat the fentanyl-xylazine mixture over the next 90 days. This plan is expected to include more testing to identify where xylazine is prevalent in the drug supply, also more funding for research to find medical treatments for people affected. It's also likely the government will further regulate xylazine, which is used legally by veterinarians as an animal tranquilizer. Gupta says it may also make sense for Congress to increase criminal penalties as police try to crack down on drug dealers and gangs pushing this cocktail. This part of the federal response worries Maritza Perez Medina with the Drug Policy Alliance. She says growing fears about xylazine and other synthetic drugs could lead to more arrests rather than better treatment.
We're really targeting people who could benefit from health services. So that's my overall concern with the direction that the federal government is taking, specifically Congress, with, criminalizing these emerging substances.
Synthetic drugs, including fentanyl, methamphetamines, and now xylazine, have become a political flashpoint. With the Biden administration now pivoting to battle the xylazine-fentanyl cocktail, experts say this is a sign of things to come, with more and more of these deadly synthetic drugs expected to make their way onto American streets. Brian Mann, NPR News.